So glad you're listening to this edition of the TDP Magazine One Mic Stand podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Kirsten with the Pittsburgh Tech Council and Tech Vibe Radio. And today's podcast is going to be super informative, and dare I say, we're going to have a lot of fun while we're at it, because it all comes down to doing psychological assessments of key hires, any hire, because you got to make sure there is the right fit. It's not just the skills, it's also making sure the personality can gel with your team. And it's just so important. Everyone out there knows when they're hiring, my gosh, you're always like wondering who you're going to get. As simple as that. But I'm talking to some experts today. This is what they do. This is their bread and butter. This is how they put bread on the table every single day. And we are talking to Tracy Sanderson and Michael Reimer, and they're with PsyCap Solutions. If you don't know PsyCap, they provide coaching and consulting services, and they focus on talent acquisition, talent management. And like I said, they do these assessments. So guys, welcome to the show today. I love nerding out on this type of stuff because I just find it fascinating because you guys are all, you're looking at those, the sides of things that aren't, as you would think is measurable, but actually is measurable. So welcome to the show.
Nice. Thank you, Jonathan. Good to be here.
So Tracy, let's start with you real quick. Give us your background real fast. And of course, being the founder of the company and everything like that, that's very exciting. I always get excited when I meet women who found companies, because founding a company is not an easy thing to do. So I first off tip my hat for saying you're taking that risk and founding something. That's awesome to me.
Thank you. Yes, I have a background in IO psychology. So my PhD is in industrial and organizational psychology, which is basically the study and practice of workplace behavior. You know, when you think of psychology, you think of behavior. So we focus on workplace. I also have been a counselor for 20 years, working in testing and assessment. So I love the assessment piece and how it's so rich and robust and what it has to offer our clients. You know, it's just so much detail and there's so much information. So I love the personality assessments and how informative they are. So my background is basically in testing and assessment. So I do focus there. PsyCap Solutions also is focusing on coaching and development, trainings, team building, workshops, different things. So as an IO psychologist, there's so many things that we can do. But I've chosen to really focus on the assessment piece, you know, the selection, the candidate selection and development for talent.
Very cool. Love it. And so, Michael, tell me about your background and your role at PsyCap Solutions.
Well, my background has been in business ownership and business development. A number of different industries. Mm-hmm. I own an insurance agency for 19 years. A property and casualty. I'm part owner of a golf course in the North Hills.
Excellent. You are an entrepreneur, man. You got a little bit of everything going on there. I like it. Very cool.
I've worked for high tech firms, publicly traded ones, private ones, and been involved in hiring, primarily salespeople and business development people. I've used the things that Tracy actually has expertise in, and I can tell you that the timing of all of this is so right now, what's happening in the workplace. So I'm a business development person for Tracy, and we're out there gathering clients, and hopefully at the end of this this podcast today, maybe there'll be one or two companies that'll really want to hire Tracy to help with her pre-hire assessments.
I can't see why not, because I think when people learn how this works, they realize that, my God, like, it'd almost be stupid not to use these services, I think, because having that hire is so crucial and making sure they work out, because if they don't, there's a cost to that. And it's pretty high as far as that is. So I think it's so cool that you are like a true entrepreneur. And so you see some true value in this, because you're saying you love it and you're out there trying to sell it as well, too. So that's definitely something.
And the irony, Jonathan, is being in the insurance business, I'm all about risk management. Against crazy things that happen. And hiring Tracy, for example, if you've got a key candidate and you've gone through the typical interview process and you've looked at the resume for this candidate, and there's just some levels there that you can't go to on interviews, and some layers that Tracy and the assessment tools will be able to uncover. And it's almost like if you spend $1,000 for this assessment and bringing Tracy in. It's an insurance policy. You got $150 salary.
Love it.
are you willing to spend $1,000 to ensure that this is the right hire?
Definitely. Because
a bad one can be really detrimental to an organization.
I think also I've noticed in this current hiring environment, people are hiring very quickly now, more quickly, I think, than ever before. When someone would take a month to 6 weeks, they're drilling that down to a couple weeks or less sometimes to make sure that the talent doesn't get away because it is so competitive. So having this is something to kind of help justify that decision and give you a little rest at night, knowing that we hired someone that's got the skills, but we also know they're going to plug right into our culture and be able to be, you know, competitive and providing value like from the first day. So Tracy, maybe let's start off with like maybe how you work with a tech company, like, you know, as they kind of bring you in the type of assessment that you give. I know you have a very specific assessment that really gives us some details. Maybe you can kind of walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all what the client would need. So looking at, you know, we'll start with just a new hire candidate selection, you know, depending on if it's an entry level job or, you know, a leadership position, right? So the assessment itself is going to focus on personality. And it's the bright side of personality and the dark side of personality, along with what motivates us, our values, our preferences. Mm-hmm. So I'm a distributor of Hogan Assessments. That's my favorite go-to. I really, really love their products. But I also use other assessments depending on what the client may need. Focusing on those assessments along with what other assessment they may want, right? So a lot of times, after you get you would send the link to whoever needs to take the assessment. So if you have multiple candidates,
right?
You know,
okay, that's yeah. You can actually send it out through a special
exactly. Or if it's just one or two, or say you're okay. So multiple candidates, you get an assessment of who's good for this fit? Who's going to be a good fit here? And you maybe have your top three or four candidates, and you narrow it down. And now you're going through the interview process. So a lot of times with these assessments, it allows you to put together questions, appropriate questions, based on what the results are of that assessment. And you can now ask these questions accordingly to now see if this person is a good fit for the job, but also a good fit for your organization.
Right.
And then, you know, so what I would do is I would debrief the client and let them know about these candidates. So if it's down to like one or two, debrief the client and let them know, okay, this is the personality. Here's their strengths. This is what they're going to bring. This is what they're going to show up day to day. This is how they're going to do well. This is how they're going to succeed. But here are also maybe some of their derailers. What could get in the way of their success? What would impact relationships maybe in the office or around, with the team? And then also, this is what this person values. This is what motivates them. So if you're looking to reward them, whether it be, you know, a promotion or a salary increase, or just getting a pat on the back, you know, this is what motivates this person. And you just kind of bring that to the attention of the client, and then they can take it away with the, you know, to interview how many candidates that they want to interview with this information.
Excellent. And then okay.
So it also allows for development. Pardon me?
Go ahead.
I was going to say it also allows for developmental opportunities down the road. So say they do hire that candidate, you already are aware of these potential derailers, and you can develop them even as a new employee, as a new hire, right? So you understand that, okay, you know, when they're under stress or pressure, these behaviors may come out. This is how they're going to interact, you know, when they're stressed. So you already know and have developmental opportunities for them down the road.
Very cool. So this is something that you give to somebody after the first interview, or is this something that you do before you even bring them in?
Well, so you can apply these assessments at any point during the interviewing process, you know, but ideally you want to do it in the beginning. It's just such a wealth of information about an individual and what this individual can come and bring to your organization, and whether or not they're going to be a good fit, right? Are they going to be a bad hire? You know, because a lot of times, you know, yes. Yeah, so to answer your question, you can do it all throughout the interview process.
Gotcha. And then how long does the assessment take a candidate to complete typically?
So it typically takes around 45 minutes. So there's three assessments and they're about 15 to 20 minutes each, but it's all, you know, it's all encompassed into one time slot. So about 45 minutes.
Very cool. And I think obviously the real magic of all of this is having somebody with like your expertise to walk the client through what the results actually mean. Because we can get a report and it's kind of like, well, okay. But for you to actually be able, with your experience and having known this, I think that's where the real magic comes, is that you bring that in, you work with the client, and they're like, ah, now I can see this person. Actually, I think I would take this and I would give it to all my employees to take
Oh, no, I love it.
this
It's my
so I
favorite
would
part.
know. Because that way I could better manage them, knowing that this person is more motivated with a pat on the back than necessarily saying, well, here's more money per se, or whatever it is. I just think it can be that valuable.
Absolutely. So you can use it for new hires and candidate selection, but also definitely, I mean, they're designed for candidate selection, but at the same time, they're used for development. Their development of existing employees, leadership, you know, so it is. That's the bread, like you said, it's so amazing what these assessments can give you to understand the people around you. Because we're all unique. We're all, you know, we come in with all flavors of ice cream, right? So
Absolutely.
we do. And so it's just to understand and to have awareness, to me, is always the key to whoever it is, whether it be the employee, the talent, or the leader, or the hiring manager, or whoever it may be, to understand and have awareness. It just brings about not only change, but it brings about development and it brings about understanding. I mean, so I love it.
I just think it's got to be a great retention tool. Like I said, if you are bringing that to your current employees, because if you can better manage them
Absolutely.
and incentivize them according to how they naturally want to be able to perform, I think it just has to be magical. And retention is such a big deal in this day and age, because we're seeing, unfortunately, in Pittsburgh, a lot of talent just moving from place to place based on sometimes just something as much as like making a couple $1,000 more, and they feel more appreciated, so they're going to go to the other place. So I'm curious, Mark, in the marketplace, as you're out there, bringing this opportunity, different companies, what are you seeing as far as like reactions from people seeing this for the first time, and really their need, knowing, I think, as we've become, I guess, better aware as to the fact that there's a whole psychology behind our staff and that we want to make sure that there's a good fit.
Yes, no, I think it is that light bulb moment, you know. I mean, as a psychologist and understanding the benefits of these assessments to workplace behavior, these assessments predict workplace performance. They predict performance, like, oh my gosh, right? Light bulb, wow, you know, and how personality plays such a role in that. Wow, you know, personality is pretty fixed, it doesn't change, you know, so we're coming in as we are. And it's so, you know, the trend isn't changing, Jonathan. You know, retention is going to be around in 2023, you know, and it's not going to change. Burnout is definitely a trend that's on the upswing. Re-engagement, you know, I mean, you talk about the great resignation, you know, but you also have the quote unquote quiet quitting. And quiet quitting, you know, is just, it's disengagement. It's been around for 20
Exactly.
years, but
Exactly.
retention, it's not going away. So the light bulb moment of, wow, organizations are starting to use these assessments and understand the importance of these assessments, because what's going on in the workplace, you know, with all these obstacles and these problems, you know, it's I think organizations and companies are starting to realize, wow, if I can avoid that bad hire, wow, if I understand my employees, I can develop them. You know, it is that light bulb moment of how useful and valuable these assessments are.
Most
Yeah.
definitely.
I'll add too, Jonathan.
Definitely.
Tracy's role is so unique because, you know, large companies, Fortune 500 companies, many of them have internal business psychologists, you know, and they have HR departments where they have a Dr. Tracy Sanderson helping along the whole hiring continuum. And then once the person's hired, you know, they're present. Small companies, maybe a lot of the ones in the Pittsburgh Tech Council, they don't have the ability to have a full-time, you know, business psychologist, an IO psychologist. So we're coming alongside these companies and saying, for your specific purposes, for your hiring, or for your development, with your leaders and your managers, use this for a period of time, 1 month, 3 months,
Absolutely.
you know. So it's we've got some great timing, and with the marketplace right now, just as Tracy described.
Yeah, I feel like your services, like you said, not only do they align with Fortune 500, but with a startup as well too. Knowing that those first couple of hires have to really fit for that company to roll, and so it seems like some of the price points you're talking about, like this is something that, like you said, it's that nice insurance policy as you were mentioning before, which I think is a great way to look at that to make sure that hire is gonna have a better chance of working out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Very
And
cool stuff.
another thing too is with the
Yeah.
assessments. I mean, I know a lot of, what's going on in the workplace now is making sure that you're having a diverse workforce, an inclusive workforce. These are buzzwords around the industry, and the assessments kind of allow for that diversity to happen in a very unbiased and fair way, right? Because you got to think, when you're interviewing somebody, the interview has their own personality coming in,
Right.
and sometimes the bias does come through. So that's the
Good
beauty of
point.
kind of having, the understanding that these assessments are going to be a little bit more fair, they're more efficient, and they can help with that issue as well. I mean, of course, it always comes back to leadership, I think, but
Course.
the assessments kind of bring out that piece and make it a little bit unbiased.
That's a really good point.
Great
I'm glad
point.
you brought that up. I didn't think about that. The fact that it does eliminate bias like that, it does provide more of an opportunity to get someone different into that role that you wouldn't think would actually fit that, just because we have our own biases and those are going to come through from time to time, obviously. So that's a great, it's a bias eliminator. I love that. That's very
Absolutely.
cool.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So obviously, I mean, we're all thinking about 2023, and we know that there's storm clouds here and there, and we're all a little like weary as to where the economy is going. But despite that, I still feel like I know so many of our member companies, the Tech Council, they're still in a huge hiring mode. I mean, I look at I mean, unfortunately, we saw that Aurora had laid off of almost 400 people here in the Pittsburgh area, and we did a special hiring event, and there were we had almost 100 companies show up looking to hire that talent. So I see it right out there immediately that I think we're gonna have the hiring still, despite the craziness. I'm hoping you're seeing that same thing.
Absolutely. You
Very
can't
cool.
fill a job fast enough,
Exactly.
We just
and
spoke,
it's about
we
finding that
spoke.
right talent.
Yeah, we spoke with a firm last week. We spoke with a firm in recruiting. They've been around a very long time. They're looking to add 5 to 10 recruiters for each of the next 4 quarters.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's
Here's a staffing firm,
right.
that
Some of the staffing
still,
firm is staffing up. And there's something going on.
that'll tell you about the demand, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, they got to make sure that those staff people will fit in, so they need your services too.
Well,
Interesting.
admittedly, they had some, retention issues, and
It was
just wanted to make
retention.
sure going forward that, these potentially 40 new hires for this firm are the
Right.
right one. And I think Tracy can talk a little bit about what they were looking for, which
Okay.
is unique
No, I mean,
to
they
be
were looking
screened for.
for.
Yeah, give us some insight here. I'm curious to know.
It's one of those, the company, was looking, specifically had in mind hiring somebody with grit. So grit is passion and perseverance, right? Having the resolve to continue to move forward despite adversity. And there's, that's the beautiful thing. It's like, okay, now you got to screen for somebody who has that. How do
Is
we
there
do
a grit
that?
factor within you
Right.
in your
So
company?
there are, characteristics, personality characteristics that can screen for grit. I mean, it's like, wow, okay, these are the people that they felt would be more successful in that role, but it was also very important to their company, right? So part of what they valued. So yes, these, that's where it's awesome to be able to work with a company like this and know that, that I can help them
Yeah.
screen.
It's like, Jonathan, you remember the movie Rudy.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's a person that really was all about grit and
Great
overcoming
example. Absolutely. Yeah. Talk about overcoming obstacles there, for crying out loud. Absolutely.
And just imagine you have a candidate now that's in front of you that has his or her resume and they have a little bit of experience and they've got the college degree and everything that you're looking for this specific role. They, in fact, don't even know that they may have the grit, the
Exactly.
ability to persevere and to break through barriers. So oftentimes these personality assessments are revealing in, on both sides, not only the interviewer, but the person taking it.
Okay. That makes sense.
I totally realize that I was like this. So it's pretty cool when you get these results. And that's just a real life example of what's going on right now with our business.
Yeah. One thing I was thinking about was, I know many of our folks, when they're hiring, sometimes they get very specific, too specific, I might say. And they feel like, well, if you don't have these exact things, then you're not going to be a fit. And so I'm thinking that they run these candidates through that, they can maybe find otherwise. Actually, they do have these skills. So maybe it opens up the field of people and helps them find more people, knowing that, okay, I need to lessen my levels of aptitude on certain things, because this person can pick some things up pretty quickly, or they have that grit or determination to learn more and to go far and beyond. So yeah, this thing just keeps expanding. It has tentacles everywhere, which I think just shows how important it is.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. So what have we not talked about that people need to know about what you guys do, and really the hiring environment, and making sure that you get the right hire?
What I like to always reassure an organization is, even with, for example, maybe an existing sales force or an existing set of middle managers, you often don't get to know them outside the workforce. You don't get to know them. You see them, in between this, in between the stripes, so to speak, between 8 to 5, 9 to 5, in a past life for me, we actually brought in these types of tools to better understand our existing force, for example. And we then understood people better. We understood kind of what Tracy said earlier, is their motivators and derailers, and what really got them going, and how to, and really what we learned from these things after the fact, after the person's already been placed, is now, okay, now I get it. Now I get the fact that this person doesn't care about money. They don't. I had an employee where I'm thinking, okay, I'll incentivize her to make a lot more sale. Like if I give her 80% of the total commission, she's going to want to do that. And now she was a single mom, and she was like, Mike, I don't want to stay at work after 5:30, 6 o'clock. I want to get back to Haley and spend time. Now I understand what motivates you. So give her a day off. When she hit specific numbers and targets, her motivator was more time with her daughter.
Definitely.
So so I learned, you learn with these things more about people, and then use it for business and those kind of things. And maybe Tracy has some other ideas.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, it speaks to the generational gaps, right? You know, what people value, what they, what motivates them, and yeah, somebody who's, Gen X is probably at that stage of the game where they put over 20 years in. They probably are past that career advancement. So now they're looking at more of work-life balance, where somebody who's Gen Y or the millennial is now looking for that career advancement. They want to have promotions, and they really want also an inclusive environment. They want to have meaning and purpose in the jobs that they find. So therefore the organization has to, be probably in alignment with what they value. The generational gaps are real. And what we value, from the boomer who's now looking at the end of their career stage, and it's no longer career advancement. They pretty much probably advanced, and that's not going to be something that they value. So it is, it's just really interesting how, when you're hiring or even developing, how to tailor that toward each individual or a team. It's so important. So the development, how these tools are so valuable, because it does get to the root of those things sometimes.
Most definitely. Very cool stuff all the way around. It just shows you how important this is.
I love it.
So glad we had this conversation. You've enlightened me on a couple new aspects of this as well too. And I'm sure anyone who's listened to this is being like, this is probably, like I keep going back to, a good insurance policy. Sometimes it goes right back to the basics of the business of it all. But it's even better when you can actually look at some of the psychology behind it and realize it's a better way to manage your people and have happier, more productive workers that
absolutely
incentivized properly. All the way around, super cool. We got
love to encourage our prospects and clients to really utilize these tools. They've been around. There's a reason why 4 out of 5 Fortune 500 companies are using these tools.
For sure.
And maybe the members of the Pittsburgh Tech Council, they're not on that list of Fortune 500 yet, but what the tools that are available to these large companies are available
right.
to the companies, to that company with 10 employees. You know, Tracy and I can provide you some incredible return on investment for that important candidate, you know, and I mean, love to use sports analogies, Jonathan. I mean, look at a guy like Dennis Rodman, you know, I mean, look at his career. It wasn't until Phil Jackson, a psychologist, a coach, psychologist, after Dennis had been in the league for 10 years, really, you know, in those early 90s, saw something and knew how to manage that crazy personality. Daly from the Pistons really struggled managing that personality, right? Phil Jackson knew how to manage that amazing talent. And look what they did. They won championships with
Great point.
Dennis Rodman that was unmanageable. He learned how to manage that. He learned how to motivate Dennis. He learned when the stress got crazy, he sent him to Las Vegas the night before a championship game because he knew that's how he was going to, he needed to release.
He had to blow some steam off. to get
focused. I mean, who would do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, great example. For sure.
So that's taking what Tracy does and make it applicable for today, you know? So it's an exciting time for this field.
No, great stuff all the way around. So glad we have this conversation because this is what gets people educated in the know. And so many companies hiring, I just think they gotta start considering this, get that in the back of their heads. And hopefully we've done that here today. Yeah. Can't thank you guys enough for being part of the conversation today. Great stuff all the way around.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Most definitely. Just remind everybody, this has been Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council and Tech Vibe Radio, bringing you this latest episode of the TEQ Magazine One Mic Stand. I just love having these conversations. That's for sure.